Hello and welcome to another episode of the Spodcasters. I'm Matt Tate and I'm joined by Benton Smith, who just loves doing these with me.
It's the highlight of my week. Any time that you ask me to come do a Spodcast with you.
Yeah, sublime is what you call it. I do. Think, right?
Yeah, that's probably the title of this podcast.
Sublime with Benton Smith. All right, well, we are here and we are obviously here, and we are going to talk a little bit about Kansas basketball. Earlier this week, the all Big 12 preseason teams came out, and the cool thing about the all Big 12 preseason teams is there aren't second and third teams. It's just one team.
Five guys.
Yeah, five guys. A few honorable mention guys that you know, are. It's cool that they got some votes and all that. And then a player of the year, a freshman of the year, a newcomer of the year, and that's it, right?
Right.
Yeah. So, as expected, Kansas had a few people receive some mention. Two on the first team with Devontae Graham and Frank Mason, and then Josh Jackson, no surprise there, was the preseason freshman of the year. As Coach Self said on Thursday night at the Coaches versus Cancer thing, you know, he said Josh was probably picked preseason freshman of the year the day he signed. The second he signed, I think, is what he said. And he's probably right because, you know, that's I would imagine that was an easy pick for everybody.
Do you think the coaches around the league immediately started filling out their ballot
that day? They just,
Josh Jackson announced.
They just, like, sent a mobile message to the Big 12 commissioner's pager. And that way Bowlesby knew that their votes were in. They didn't want to forget. So, I can't say hugely surprising that Graham and Mason got the love they got. I don't imagine you were surprised either.
No, not at all.
Now, here's the question I have, though. Would you be surprised if they're both on the first team at the end of the year?
Good question.
Right?
I guess probably not again. I just think that those guys are veteran guards.
Right.
They've been around so long. They seem to play well together. This is going to be a very good KU team, it looks like. So, I wouldn't be surprised if, months from now, if those two are the KU representatives on the first team. Do you disagree? Do you have a different theory on how that might play out?
I kind of do, and I'll tell you why. I think it's going to be an interesting year. A lot of times this year, or this award, if you want to call it an award, a lot of times it will go to like sort of a lifetime achievement award.
Right.
Coaches that really liked watching Frank Mason play for his whole career, but never voted for him first team because there was always a Buddy Hield or somebody like that ahead of him. Now, if he has a decent year, not great but good, they at the end of the year they think, we'll put him on there. He's earned it. And then it's sort of a career thing. But don't get me wrong, I think Frank's going to have a really good year. But I do think he's going to be more of a distributor, a creator. I think he's going to look to pass more than to score. And oftentimes this kind of thing comes with just pure scoring. I mean, it's not only. And a lot of times, especially with the coaches voting on it, they will recognize if a guy averages 7.9 assists, even if he only scored 8.8 points a game, they're going to put him over the guy that scored 15 points a game and only had two assists or whatever. Yeah. You know, so the coaches definitely do try to kind of make that work. But here's the reason I would be surprised if they're both on there, because I think Josh Jackson's going to be on there.
Oh, okay.
And so if it's Josh Jackson and then it's one of those other guys, there's no way it's going to be three Jayhawks on the first team. I mean, and they could win this conference by four or five games this year. This is what seems like is going to be a little bit of a down year for the Big 12.
Right.
And KU obviously is stacked. I mean, they're as good as they've been. So the gap there at the top should be as big as ever. So I could see them winning it by four or five games. But even if they do that, I don't know that they can get three on the first team. Coaches just don't generally like to do that.
No, I mean, even if like KU went undefeated in the Big 12 or something crazy, I don't know that even then you'd
have two on the first team, two on the second.
Exactly, and that's then you're well represented, and everybody
You'd have the player of the year,
and
you'd have some on the all defensive team, and you'd have the freshman of the year. I mean, there'd be plenty of love.
I think you make a great point. You really can't have more than two because the coaches see what all these other guys in the league do on a nightly basis. And even though, you know, KU might be head and shoulders above the rest of the competition this year, there are enough good individual players in the league that the coaches are going to want to recognize those guys. So
yeah, no, it'll be interesting. But obviously that's contingent on Josh Jackson being good. But he should be great. I mean, he should be absolutely fantastic. And so then the question becomes: does Devontae Graham win out, or does Frank Mason win out? Maybe Mason wins out because of that lifetime achievement thing. You know, yeah, that we just talked about.
If their numbers are kind of similar.
Yeah. And maybe not. Maybe he's destined to be a 3-time All Big 12 second teamer. Mm-hmm. He was a second team pick as a sophomore and as a junior, so maybe that's his path in life. But either way, I think it's obviously a really cool thing for them to get this love early. But what's even cooler is when Self was talking about it. You know, he said if you ask those guys, they would say, "Who cares? You know,
right.
What does that mean? You know, all that matters is what happens several months from now, and none of that matters right now." So they were joined by Baylor's Jonathan Motley. Who is a very talented big man, sort of on the rise, I would say. I mean, he was there last year, but
he'll have a much bigger role this year.
Yeah, he's got a chance to really break out. And then Juwan Evans, who Self said, you know, if he had not gotten hurt, probably would have been a first teamer last year at Oklahoma State, and I would agree with that easily. He owned KU flat out, and he owned a lot of teams. So those two, and then preseason player of the year, Monte Morris from Iowa State, who is as good as a guard as there is in the league, and he does a lot. I mean, he's not just a one-dimensional or even a two-dimensional guy. I mean, he's a guy that can do four or five things and do them at a very high level. So I think it's a good first team. I think it's fair, And I'm excited to see, you know, if some other guys kind of play their way into the conversation. I think a guy to watch is Christian James at Oklahoma. He's a guy they're real excited about. I think he's a Dallas or a Texas guy.
Just kind of been waiting in the wings.
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of behind Buddy Hield again. You can't really expect a guy to break out there. But a lot of athleticism, a lot of talent. There's a couple of guys on Texas's, you know, Shaka Smart's second team that certainly have a chance. Kerwin Roach might be the number one guy there, but who's the other one? Mike Adams or Mike Davis?
And Jared Allen is a big-time recruit, too.
Yeah, like right.
He had honorable mention.
Right, and then, of course, Josh Jackson has a chance, too. Heck, Carlton Bragg has a chance.
Yeah, I'm curious because, like, the preseason team is essentially, like, four small guards and Motley.
Yeah.
And that's, I mean, I think it's cool. I mean, just pick the five best players. I wouldn't have been offended if they picked five guards,
right? That's the world we live in.
Yeah,
right?
That's what the league looks like this year, and there aren't any like dominant big men or impressive big men. Just pick five guards for the team. But maybe the season doesn't play out that way. Maybe Carlton Bragg has a great sophomore season and he's in the mix or in the discussion.
Sure. I mean, it's possible. He could easily lead this team in scoring.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're the leading scorer on the league champion and a top five team with possibly a number one seed, you're probably going to be all conference, you know? So I would not be surprised at all if Josh Jackson is the freshman of the year, if KU has the player of the year, one of those four guys we just mentioned, and then if two of them are on the first team and two of them are on the second team. So maybe it's Mason and Jackson on the first team and then Graham and Bragg on the second team or whatever.
Some combination.
You know? Yeah. And then, of course, one or two of them will probably get, again, all defensive team and all that. So it's very interesting to see, you know, where it starts and then where it goes. And again, I think the cool thing is that the KU players and the coaching staff, as much as they like it, as much as it helps for recruiting and it makes good headlines and it looks good and all that, nobody's caring about it, you know. I mean, they're not. So there's no trophy or parade in Lawrence for this honor. I mean, it's kind of status quo at this point. I mean, these guys tend to get honored early in the season and then throughout the season as well, and the beat goes on for Kansas basketball.
Do you think there's anybody on the team besides the four we mentioned that has a chance at some sort of postseason honor in the Big 12?
Yeah, great question. I don't, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, I suppose, you know, Landon Lucas certainly could be a guy that you could see as an honorable mention, all Big 12 guy.
Right.
Possibly even a third team guy. Yeah. I mean, they do three teams, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so, I mean, and you know, who knows? I mean, if Lucas, if he's improved offensively any and can do a little more, he's a guy that if he ends up averaging a double-double, Man, that'd be hard to keep him off at least the second team, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
There have been guys that have averaged double-doubles and got first-team honors based on that alone. So I don't think you can completely turn the page on Lucas. I think he'd be a fair one. And then, Azubuike, I guess, I doubt that he's got a chance to unseat Josh Jackson as freshman of the year. And I don't think freshmen are eligible for newcomer of the year. I think that's a different...
It's like a transfer.
Right. Given the fact that Malik Newman's not going to play, it'd be weird if he won newcomer of the year. He could, though. That's how good this team could be. You know, they just know he pushed those guards.
We saw the video from practice.
Right, and he was just amazing all year. Didn't score a single point, but he's our newcomer of the year. So, yeah, I don't know. Anybody else that Svi is a guy we didn't mention, but...
He's a guy that is kind of a mystery.
Right.
It's pretty much been a mystery since he got here a couple of years ago.
Right.
But now he's finally, like, kind of a little bit more mature, looks more like...
Allegedly.
Yeah, looks more like a college basketball player and less like a physically like a high school player.
Right.
So maybe this is a year he finally busts out and actually makes KU fans acknowledge that he might be a future pro.
Sure.
I think some people have been...
Oh, there are a lot of people that are skeptical about that. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Self talks about it all the time, still does, and believes that he's as top of a type of prospect as they have, other than Jackson, of course. But, it's funny how many message boards and tweets and stuff you see where you're like, I don't believe it. I mean, these people are definitely skeptical, but I think he's going to have a monster year. Monster, I don't mean he's going to average 20 points or anything like that, but let's call it a breakout year or whatever. I mean, by far his best year.
Yeah, and he could be like a national sixth man of the year
type
of guy.
There you go. Very possible. I mean, he's it depends, but with the talk about Self recently saying he could see this team playing four guards a lot of four guard lineups and stuff like that. I mean, if that's the case, he's going to be out there a lot and more than 15 minutes. And even in 15 minutes, he could do a lot of damage. But either way, he looks like a guy that's definitely going to be, he's certainly your first perimeter guy off the bench, at least heading into the season. LeGerald Vick might have something to say about that. That'll be an interesting thing to track. And then you figure, Azubuike and Colby are probably, kind of vying for the first big guy off the bench right there.
Right.
It depends how they develop and progress to see which one. But I would imagine Svi will be up most and most often.
Yeah.
First guy off the bench. So.
And he becomes kind of your secondary ball handler.
Yeah.
Anytime that Mason or Graham leaves the floor.
Yeah, right? Definitely can. I mean, and they'll need that. There's no doubt. I mean, Jackson can do it a little too, so that helps. But, it'll be interesting. I mean, this team, KU's never been hurting for awards when the postseason rolls around. Obviously, the one award that has been a little bit elusive is the national title, just 2008 and 1988, and other than that, they can't grab another one. So that's the one everyone wants. But when you're talking All American honors or All Conference honors or national this, national that, these guys are all over those lists and those watch lists and the final lists as well. So should be about the same this year. I don't expect anything different. Any other final thoughts on the All Big 12 stuff? Anybody that wasn't on there that you thought would be? I mean, it's kind of a down year, and we lost a lot of talent in this conference. When you look at everything Iowa State lost, you look at all the players West Virginia lost, Oklahoma lost.
Yeah.
There's some seriously new blood in this conference
waiting
to show itself.
Yeah, I guess first of all, I want to say that I'm going to miss George Niang.
Yeah.
I'm going to miss him dearly. Really enjoyed watching him play basketball.
Man.
But another thing, we were talking about All Big 12 stuff. I feel pretty confident that at the end of the year we'll see one West Virginia player on the first team.
Yeah.
Because they're always good under Bob Huggins.
Yeah.
They always end up being, like a top three team in the league.
Sure.
So that's my prediction.
That's not bad. Yeah, I saw ESPN ranked West Virginia number 19 in their first stab at the top 25. It wasn't a poll. It was just one ranking system. But, 19, that's a pretty good start. And I think Iowa State was 23rd and then KU was 3rd. So, Duke, Kentucky, Kansas. That was the top three.
That's pretty good.
That's
and then
great.
The number four team won the national championship.
Yeah, right.
Last
not
year.
Bad. Had so. A pretty good year. Yeah, it's crazy. The more things change, the more they stay the same. The rich get richer, and whatever other cliches we can throw out there. But it is true. I mean, you don't see Kentucky, Duke, or Kansas really having that huge down year. I mean, outside of Kentucky losing to Robert Morris in the NIT a few years ago now, right?
Right, yeah.
It's been pretty seriously talented down there. And the coolest part about that, 1, 2, 3, they're all going to play each other. You know, Kansas plays Duke in New York and Kentucky at Lexington in late January.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I mean, they may not be ranked 1, 2, and 3 by then, but mm-hmm. who cares? I mean, they're clearly three of the best teams, three true contenders, and that's exciting that you get to see them match up. And it's cool that one is in November and then the other is in late January. It could be two different Kansas teams in those two games. So
probably good for KU, too, that they get to play a team of that caliber in a year when the Big 12 is kind of down.
For sure. Yeah, great point, because you're maybe not going to get the regular tests that you get night in, night out. And who knows? This league could be good. I mean, again, it's a lot of new faces in a lot of new places, and trying to figure out how they're going to fit in is hard to do. I mean, it's hard to imagine any of them being George Niang, Perry Ellis, Buddy Hield, you know, even Cousins and Spangler and those guys like that, you know, that were Devin Williams at West Virginia, you know, those
Rico
guys.
Gathers.
There you go, right. I mean, a lot of those guys are guys that you had known for years. I mean, that had not just been like 2 year guys at their schools, but had been starting and playing big minutes since their freshman and sophomore seasons. So crazy stuff. It'll be fun to watch it progress and check everything out. But at least for now, we know where people stand on the preseason All Big 12 lists. For Benton Smith, I'm Matt Tate. Thanks for checking out this episode of the Spodcasters, and we will talk to you guys again real soon with some more KU basketball action.